This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Speaking about that, on Saturday, they held the football hotbed media day. Front and center, as he always is, one of the great high school football reporters, a great editor, somebody who you talk about organized. Andre Fernandez is as organized as you're going to get. He's becoming a pickleball champion, too, of sorts. But it's always great to catch up with him. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Andre, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you have a busy schedule. I know you're trying to keep your number one ranking on that pickleball court up.
I appreciate that wishful thinking about the pickleball champion. I'm a pickleball player. I'm getting better. I don't know if I'm quite a champion yet, but I hope that soon. I hope I can make you proud.
At least you're not in a cast, all right?
So thank God.
That's progress.
That was a tough experience a couple of years ago, and luckily got past it. So
yeah, well, you got an opportunity the other day to see a lot of the talent, and some really good teams that'll be there. And we heard news today that Teddy Bridgewater officially stepped away from the program. Mm-hmm. Going to probably go back in the NFL. We kind of knew that was going to happen. I think a lot of feelings were hurt over the last month, no doubt, what are you going to do? But Northwestern still, and you know as well as I do, they're still one of the best teams in the country. Like I said, they're going to have a couple of games that'll push them. You know, the Venice game, obviously, the Orange Lutheran game, and obviously the Central game, which will probably be two games. Yeah. But besides that, this is a team that really is as talented as you're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing there was the talent didn't scatter. I mean, I think when all this Teddy stuff started, that was the one thing, aside from the fact that we were, at least I was wondering what would happen with him. And, let's just say really unfortunate that situation came about. You know, here's someone who went all out for the kids and was doing a lot of things for them. And you feel for him on that side. You understand that why, I guess, the rule is in place. But at the same time, he's doing something to help those kids. We all know a lot of the kids that grow up and go to Northwestern aren't in the best of circumstances, and he was doing something with his wealth to help them and get them to school, get them to practice, et cetera. But Teddy will be fine. We know that. And going back to the football part of it, it's good to see that the kids stuck around, because it could have been, one goes here, one goes there, all over the place, and this team scatters and all of that. It doesn't look like, for the most part at least, that happened a lot. I saw a lot of the familiar names at media day, you know, the Nick Laniers and players like that, they're super talented for this team, are still there. And yeah, like you said, I mean, I see them pretty much in the same spot as last year. I mean, they're the odds on favorite in that classification. It's a team with the talent to be at least be among the best teams in the nation. I mean, there's no reason for them not to still be ranked pretty high, I think, when the polls finally come out later this month. You know, as far as the national title run, yeah, it might be a little hard just because, you know, forget about just their own circumstances, but also the road that they face. And we know how difficult it is to be considered number one overall in the country, no matter how good you are. And, you know, I mean, but they are going to be tested. Like you said, I mean, if they come through those first two or three games, I don't see why not. I don't see why not. They could emerge as a top 3 to 5 team up there, play, you know, considered to be right there ranked among all the heavyweights. But yeah, last year we saw it. They went up to Venice. It was a shootout. They came up on the short end. But let's see. Maybe this year they learn something from that. They're going to get them again, and we'll see. We'll see if they can push us, because Venice is still one of the best teams, not only in the state, but they're also one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah, no doubt about that. 24 blocks up the road is Miami Central, and you can never, ever discount them. Even with Coach Derek Gibson at the helm, and he knows that program as well as any. He was there for 10 years. He knows the kids. He knows the landscape. It's a very talented team. Not deep, but a very talented team.
Yeah, it's a younger team. It's they're in an interesting spot because, you know, Jube did a great job while he was there, and they ran into trouble last year and lost their season all of a sudden right there at the end. And kind of similar, they graduated a ton of guys, but they still have some key players back, and they added a lot, which that's, I think, what I think people thought, oh, they lost all of this. Now everybody's going to Northwestern. What's going to happen to the Rockets? They're still around. They're still around. And I think, you know, Derek Gibson is the new face, but I think he's had this offseason or a big chunk of this offseason to get acclimated, to get everybody together and situated there. And they're still going to be a threat. I think they're still going to be a threat. They still have a tough schedule. The October 4th game against Northwestern will be not everything, but it'll be telling of how much, if at all, this team's dropped off, or are they right then? Are they right where they were? And that series, you and I always talk about it. That series, even when you think one is a little more, you know, noticeably ahead of the other, it still ends up being a great game.
I agree. Quickly, Chaminade at 1A, Heritage at 4A, and St. Thomas, 6-time defending state champion at 5A. Are they all in line to repeat, or is there anybody to knock anybody off?
The easy answer with a lot of those is yes. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, isn't it amazing? Like, we used to look at streaks like this and see it in other states. Like, we used to see, like, Concord De La Salle and winning, like, 10, 11 in a row, whatever. And we said it was always, like, so tough to do that in Florida because there's so much competition. But that just shows you how remarkable this streak St. Thomas especially is on right now. Because even last year, they lose to Heritage, they lose to Chaminade, and we're thinking, wow, this could be the end of the streak. They're not as good as they were, you know, et cetera. Everybody's knocking them. And then they come out and obliterate Lakeland, and they get another championship. And it's like, wow, I mean, this team, this program, and what Roger Harriott and his crew have done over there to keep it consistent. And here comes another team that they walked in media day. And again, a lot of those guys, you could have lied to people and said they were already in college just on size. I mean, it's unbelievable what a factory they are. And then you talk about Chaminade. They've become the same. They've become the same in that sense. You know, they're just a consistent program that the pieces can change from year to year, but they just keep it rolling. They keep it rolling. And I know people knock them because they're in 1A, but look at the schedule that they put together outside of that class, the way they test themselves for the first 6-7 weeks. They've done it every year, and every year it gets them ready for another playoff run, and who knows, maybe even another shot at the title. They didn't get it last year. They had the 0-2 start. That took them out of it. But if they get off to a hot start this year, it's going to be hard again because of the showcase game and all of that. But let's see.
Before I let you go, give me your one surprise team. I'll give you mine. I think it's Miami Palmetto.
I've heard of a lot of that. And I don't know, maybe. I mean, the thing with Palmetto, and I don't mean this in a bad way. You know, I love what Coach Manasco and those guys do over there. But it's like I almost have to wait and see with them, you know, because every year – I hear how good they are, and they know this too. They know that they have to show it when it comes to playing teams like Columbus and whatnot. But they've got the talent to do it once again, but probably more than other years. I think, I don't know if you can call them a surprise, but I really like I really like what I see out of Southridge this year.
Okay.
And I think they I know it's not a given because 6A is very competitive. Mandarin's very good, like you said. West Boca's right there where they were last year, maybe better. But they came so close last year, and a lot of people still, especially on their side, of course, think that they kind of got a little bit hosed in that call in the last playoff game. The point was they feel like they were so close to beating West Boca that they could taste it, and they brought back pretty much the entire team as far as key components of that team on the offensive side, defensive side. This could be – they haven't won it in 9 years, and you know how it is, Larry. Every so often, every few years, Southridge does something like this where it could be a special season. We'll see. I know Columbus is sitting there. Well, they're not in the same class, and that's the whole thing. Like, that's
Venice is there.
They don't have to worry about them anymore in the playoffs.
No, they don't, but they got to play them. They got to play in the first couple of weeks. Southridge, Columbus, and Palmetto all meet each other, so should be interesting. Andre, give everybody your social media and also how to follow you on your website.
On Twitter, my personal one is Fernandez Andre C, but you also can see on Herald Sports is where all our content pops up, and obviously at MiamiHerald.com as well. We'll have our preview series of the season coming up starting on Sunday through all of next week. We'll have a lot of stuff. So a lot of the stuff I just talked to you about, Larry, right now will be in detail looking at the upcoming season. Breaking down the schedule, breaking down all the teams around the county, and et cetera. But just check it out.
Sounds good. Can't wait to see you, man. Thanks. Appreciate you as always. We'll talk to you real soon.
Always fun, Larry. See you on the field soon.
Good stuff. Andre Fernandez, Miami Herald, does an awesome job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.